This is Seattle's Morning News. Is it legal to assassinate a foreign leader? Of course, we're all discussing that now, so let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. What does the law say on one nation assassinating a high official of another nation?
Well, an assassination is not permitted under U.S. domestic law or under international law. So the Trump administration and before it, the Obama administration characterized killings as targeted killings, which are permitted under certain circumstances. In order for targeted killing of an individual to be legal under international law, you have to be acting in self-defense to counter an imminent threat, like an attack.
That's why they used the word imminent in justifying what they did?
It's why they used the word imminent, and it's why they avoided using the word assassination. They used the word killing or targeted killing. Same approach that the Obama administration would typically take.
Okay. So then what is the difference then between an assassination and a targeted killing?
Well, an assassination takes place outside of the context of an imminent threat. So, for example, the CIA wanted to assassinate Fidel Castro back in the 60s or 70s. And, you know, it wasn't because Castro was about to kill a bunch of American citizens or launch an attack on the U.S., but rather because they just wanted to get rid of him to topple his government. What we've been seeing, particularly since 9/11, is the increasing use of targeted killings to take out terrorists. Another earlier example would be President Reagan going after Gaddafi in his tent. Remember, he sent stealth bombers after him.
Now, Osama bin Laden, when Obama approved killing him, well, they tried to capture him first. He wasn't planning anything imminent. We were out to get him because of 9/11.
Exactly.
So is that an assassination, or was that just an attempt to capture him alive that went wrong because he decided to fire back?
Well, no one went after the U.S. government that I know of. No one in the U.S. anyway went after the government claiming it was an assassination. They treated it like the targeted killing of a terrorist. Here, of course, you have this Iranian general, Soleimani, who is a general in the Iran Revolutionary Guard. So is he a terrorist? Well, how do you define terrorist? It seems well documented that he was working closely with groups identified as terrorist groups like Hezbollah, that he was helping arrange funding for terrorist groups. So, you know, if you walk like a terrorist, talk like a terrorist, are you a terrorist? So it's clearly more complicated here for a couple of reasons, more complicated than, you know, the Obama administration taking out someone in Yemen with a drone. Number one, because this guy was a general. Number two, because he was in Iraq. And we didn't have the permission of the Iraq government to take him out. Number three, we're not at war with Iran. And, you know, the laws of war are different. If we were talking about killing an opponent's general in the course of a war, that is allowed under international law. Mm-hmm. But we're not at war with Iran.
Well, it seems to me the president did not really base this on an imminent threat. He just got fed up with the guy and decided to hit him.
Well, the idea of what's imminent and what's not has really become elastic. I think that what we're seeing happen here is that the idea of an imminent threat is being extended to cover a concept of an ongoing threat. Mm-hmm. There's also the issue of what's imminent. Is it something that's going to happen tomorrow, in weeks, in months? It's not actually defined anywhere that I can find.
So tell me, in your opinion, as a lawyer and, of course, at least a former politician, is this kind of thing worth debating or fighting over? I mean, it's obvious why he did it. He felt the guy deserved it. And who knows? You know, it's a roll of the dice. It may move Iran closer to the table because it shows that we're serious. Is it worth splitting these hairs?
It feels like an academic exercise. So it does feel academic. Having said that, you know, it's probably always useful to stop and consider what's within the boundaries and what's not. And I'll give you an example of why it's important. President Trump has been talking about launching retaliatory strikes on Iranian cultural sites. He was advised by people in his administration that could constitute a war crime. He's now saying, we're not going to launch attacks on cultural sites. Apparently, mm-hmm. the idea of being accused of a war crime dissuaded him. So that's a good thing, I think. We want legal norms. And we want our leaders to follow them. But, you know, what the legal norm is clearly subject to change. And it's certainly been changing in this country since 9/11, if not before.
By the way, I will tell you, President Trump has said a lot of things, and I just have sort of taken them in stride. When I heard him say that, I said, yikes, my country just changed. We're not the good guys anymore. I don't know. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I was really disturbed by his comments that they would go after cultural sites. I thought, what, are we becoming the Taliban here?
Yeah, right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.